All right. Episode 126 of the Fair Enough Podcast. Bob in Detroit, Michael in Chicago, no Jack. We don't know where Jack is. If he's not found by the time this comes out, then we'll send out a party. Yeah. Because we are recording late. We're recording on Thursday this week.
An APB and ask Pam Beasley.
Yes. All right. Starting off hot.
Come out.
126.
Your boy, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Come on. Yeah, Jahmyr. Good call.
That's all that matters.
I feel like
Lev Bell.
Was he 26?
For the Steelers, he was 26, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Wasn't
Singletary? Wasn't Singletary 26 in Buffalo?
Oh, that could be a thing. I have no idea.
I don't know why. That just came to my head.
I was thinking Clinton Portis, but I don't know if that's accurate in Washington.
Ooh, that could be right. I think you're right.
That Singletary one threw me off. I'm not
And I don't know any.
Any other sport. I mean,
yeah, no other sport, really.
Yeah.
26. We got the Reese's Potato Chip Big Cup is in the building. I'm going to try that today.
Oh, he's got it open.
We got the some Hard Knocks and some football stuff to get to. And then I finally found that shit list that I was talking about a couple episodes ago, and I took a screenshot of it and saved it to my pictures. So now we can absolutely talk about it.
It's sad that Jack's not here for this one, because that would be something that he can really engage in on, and just we could. It's like, what a jag off.
He's gonna be mad.
Yeah, he's gonna be mad.
I don't know what he's doing, but he did it to himself.
Yeah. So, before we get rolling, I had a question for you. So I'm going to a wedding this Saturday, and I have like my hair. Just take a look at this, right? Like it's long as fuck, right?
It looks like a fucking Mastacholi right now.
So I don't know. And my beard,
Italian as if you've ever looked.
So I've also let my beard just grow the fuck out because I was rocking the mustache for a little bit, and now it's like super long. And I don't know if I should, what combination of hair and facial hair I should do, because I'm gonna probably get it cut and shave up some sort of way tomorrow. And I don't know how I should rock this shit and how, what's, I don't know. I need some suggestion because I've been like wanting a haircut, but I'm like, dude, every time, like they always go too short, yada, yada. And then I'm like, well, do I go beard with this fucking hole in my beard, or do I go mustache? Like, well, I don't know, man. I need some fucking help. I usually don't need help on this, but I need some help right now.
What did you do? I swear you had it, your shit pretty tight for Shipper's wedding. Like, I think you had like the little skin fade on the hair.
Yeah.
And then you had your beard trimmed up tight.
Yeah. I did, but that was before this alopecia, man. I have a hole in my beard now, so when it's really low, it's like there's just a huge bald spot. So it makes
you, you're not trying to take it down at all.
I don't know, man. I mean, I really don't care, cuz it is what it is. Shit happens. It's not like I fucking have AIDS on my face. It's a pretty normal thing. A lot of people go through it. But, like, this motherfucker.
There he is.
It does make me self-conscious. It's like, and I'm dressing, I'm getting a suit on, and it's like, I feel like it might ruin the, or maybe I'm just being a pussy. You tell me that, too. If I'm just being a bitch, maybe I just go with my normal haircut and a fucking nice trimmed beard. But it's like, or I'm thinking just go goofy and just go with the stash again.
I think you just closed the stash door.
I know I did. And that's why I don't want to go back to it so quickly. It's only been like a month.
No, I think you're overthinking the peach.
I think I am too. Because it does, because it genuinely makes me sad. So.
Yeah, well, and when your beard's trimmed up and you're cut up, and then that makes like that helps the fucking jawline, and then when the hair is a little bit shorter, like it all just looks a lot cleaner.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's the vibe at a wedding. You're trying to look like $1 million.
Yeah.
That's what $1 million looks like.
Fair enough. And also it's like end of summer, but like, so it's still hot. It's supposed to be hot as fuck this weekend. Supposed to be like in the high 80s.
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah. And I'm going down to St. Louis, so it's like, it's probably gonna be even warmer there.
Oh yeah, dude. So it's like, it's gonna be so hot there. Are you kidding me? That's like the hottest place in the Midwest, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be warm. So I'm like, man, maybe going low, high and tight is the right play. I did find a chick. I do have a good like barber now.
Good.
Because I lost her for a little bit, and I don't know if I've talked about this, but the stereotypes are just all real. She's a black chick, lesbian, from California. Like, she's exactly what you want in a female barber.
Just a perfect cut.
Yeah, it's either a man or that.
Yep.
So,
you're right.
I'm glad I've at least found her. But what is your take on wearing short sleeves with your suit jacket and your suit? No tie. Short sleeve collared shirt. I'm going to wear that like pinkish suit.
Is it a button down shirt?
It would be a button down, correct.
Okay. I got no problem with it. Yeah. I think it'd be a fly look sometimes.
Yeah, I got a good one, I think. But I'm gonna take a look at it and see how that goes. But I was more curious about the hair, man. I've been being a weirdo about my fucking hair lately, both facial and head, where I'm just like, oh, I need to get this cut. Now it's like getting to the point where I'm like, do I let it ride? Do I let it grow? I'm not a long hair guy, but it's like getting to the point where I could be.
I know, and that's a dangerous road to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, like, this is your good time, this would be a good time to quit. If you keep going, you kind of got to ride it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've always been too scared to do that. Like, the only time I did it was high school, basically.
Yeah. Dude, is the mullet wave over yet or no?
No.
It's in full swing. No. That sucks.
I think chicks are still digging that. So you could do that.
No, the sides aren't long enough yet, man. I'd have to go a little bit while. I'd have to go a little while longer before I even got close to that.
Damn. You'd have to commit to the long.
Yeah, it'd be till December before I can actually have like a good looking one.
You know who pisses me off, and they're everywhere, are guys that just kind of like they can rock the bald look.
Like penis bald, like full on bald?
Like just fucking bald guys.
Yeah, no,
and they make it look good.
Yeah.
Because I know that'll never be me. That sucks. I'd love to just be able to say, fuck it. Like, we're taking it down to nothing.
Dude, you have to have so much more going on for you to rock bald, bro. Like, you have to
have a lot of factors.
You have to have a great beard. You have to have a decent beard, I think, personally. Or you have to have the most chiseled jawline you can fucking find.
Like The Rock.
Yeah. Like
Rock, no beard, bald, but chiseled.
And or you have to be a black dude. I think we've gone over this before. Black dudes can go bald, like Michael Jordan, shit like that. But like white dudes, bald head, you can't be like a skinny bald dude. You gotta be kind of jacked. You gotta have a lot going on to be a bald dude, man.
Yeah, you're right. That's way too much, dude. I have to change my whole life to go bald.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, you should start investing in like a Four Hims or like one of those things and just start taking the fucking hair loss pills just in case you ever do actually lose it.
Yeah. I'll get on that. I need to start taking vitamins.
Yeah, dude, Snoop Dogg used to do the ad for Four Hims, and he'd always, it's the funniest thing. You're like, Snoop Dogg, you've had fucking braids down your ass for the last fucking 40 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you are not a good spokesperson for this. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's funny as fuck. All right,
I think I'm going to go get a haircut tomorrow then. I needed that that affirmation from you, bud.
Good. I think you're going to look great. I think it's the fucking, it's the chiseled beard cut is what you need.
Yeah, I think really so do. Too. I got a, I've been just such a loser, not a loser, but I've just been like, since I've fucking discovered this patch in my beard, it's ruined me. When it comes to how I want my beard shaved, pissing. Because every time I get it to where I want it, I look at it and I'm like, fuck this. And I shave it off to the stupid mustache. Every time, literally. That's why
It's the same thing. So it's shape it, get mad, shave it all,
yeah,
stash.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of what the rotation's been.
Got it. Okay. Well, I think you're going to look great. So don't shave it. Let it ride this time and let other people decide.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, dude. Because
I think you're in your own head a little bit.
100%. 100%.
So tell me this. After watching episode 3 of Hard Knocks, who is your favorite player on the Bears? Like favorite personality on the Bears right now, if you had to choose one.
Let's see. I mean, I fucking love the punter. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's what I was hoping you were going to say. Tory Taylor's the shit.
I do love him. It's awesome. I loved the pick when they took him. I thought that was an elite move. I thought I was so happy about it.
I didn't really know how incredible he is at kicking a football.
Yeah, it's kind of insane like, how good he is.
He's like the way that they were talking in practice, like the players were like, having a guy like this fucking changes the game.
Yeah,
which is so funny to hear players talk about that, you know?
Yeah, especially a guy like Mercedes Lewis, who's been in the league for like 15 years, who's like, yeah, dude, like having a punter like that flips the field. It's like, yeah, you know, that guy knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's so funny, dude. Crazy that he was just working construction.
Yeah.
Then was like, I'm going to this camp.
Yeah, you never really understand how a lot of those international guys get into football because it's not, like you said, like you play normal soccer or whatever you want to call Australian football, whatever the fuck that means. And then it's like this weird, I always wonder that because then you see like the rugby guy who's like 35 and you're like, how the fuck did he, you're like,
yeah,
it's so weird. And you never really realize it until after the fact.
No, and they like have that camp or that program over there that basically just sends kickers to the NFL. James was just talking about it today. Ohio State got one of those Australian punters. But it's just funny that he was just like, yeah, I kind of dropped out of school. I was working construction and decided to go to this. He was so nonchalant about it. He was like, yeah, I decided to go to this thing and then Iowa called and now I'm a fucking millionaire.
He almost seemed like he wanted to kill himself, honestly. He seemed kind of depressed. I was like, is he going to talk about mental health? Because I don't mind, not that I mind that, but like, come on, dude. We don't need you to be the mental health awareness guy right now. Like, you're our punter.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's why you and I like him so much. He's sad.
Maybe.
We just see that sadness, that glimpse, that little glint in his eye, and we're like, oh, dude, he's got it bad. But his life's also sick, so that's cool. Yeah.
I do enjoy that both of our kickers, for one, it's the funniest thing in the world how small Cairo Santos is to him.
Dude, a little guy. I didn't realize that until this episode,
too. Yeah, I knew that,
too,
but Taylor's just so big. But, like, I like that they're both international dudes. Like, Cairo Santos is from fucking Spain or wherever the fuck he's from. Not to be ignorant, but I know he's not American. And so it's, like, it's good that their punter, like, their kicker room, they have something that they can kind of relate to in a weird way, you know, which I think probably didn't show on the show, obviously. But like, I'm sure that does build some sort of camaraderie and stuff like that in the room.
100%. If you like the guy more, you're going to be happier. Your football team's going to be better. Exactly. I got to think.
But in reality, other than him so far, which it's easy because they kind of put a whole episode around, half an episode around him. I still think, and he's been a Bear for fucking 6 months only, but dude, Keenan Allen, I love Keenan Allen, dude.
He's a good guy. It was cool to see him, like, with his kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And
he just seems like a fucking down to earth, and he's a dog. Like, he's not cocky, but it's just like, that's kind of my favorite Bear right now, even though he's not even like a Bear. Well, he is, but he's not.
I like that when he was talking about, Johnson too, and he hyped him up. He's like, I haven't had a catch on him yet.
Yeah.
After they were talking about him getting snubbed by the NFL top 100, which is crazy. I mean, he's gonna be like the second best cover corner in the league this year behind Sauce.
I was gonna say, I think that is a snub. Like, I don't think it's like he should be top 50, but yeah, he's at least the top 3 cornerback you'd imagine in the league cover wise. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, how do you not put him in at least like number 100? You know. There's just so many offensive players that they fucking trump guys with, you know?
They do. And they put they put some of the offensive guys way too
high. In the edge rushers and shit. Like, they just consider them more important, it seems like. So it's like, okay.
Right.
But
even though it's the hardest position in the world, playing corner in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the hardest thing. The most vulnerable fucking throw you on an island and survive type shit on the planet. Like, I actually believe that it's one of the harder positions in sports, to be honest with you.
Oh, it has to be.
I mean,
maybe
NHL
maybe not
goalie.
Mentally as hard as like quarterback, obviously, but I don't know if there's like a more physically demanding position where you have to be strong and so fast and be able to hit people.
And you get written off so quickly and you don't know what's going on. You're the only person that has no real lifeline, especially in man coverage. Like, you're just by yourself. Like, and the dude in front of you knows what he's about to do, and he's just as athletic as you with better hands. It's like, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Like,
But dude, yeah, I thought it was a good episode, though.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what fucking episode. I don't know which one it was now. I don't know. Either way.
Two or three.
Yeah, it's getting better. Did you see, though, that they said that the Hallises or whatever, who the fuck owns the Bears? The McCaskies
or
some shit?
I think it was like George Hallis or something.
Well, yeah,
like that.
I don't think that dude is dead either way.
That's
but
the
whoever,
GH, whatever.
Yeah. But whoever owns the fucking Bears right now, it's like there's no swearing for Hard Knocks. Did you see that? Like, they wanted it PG.
Oh,
and shit.
I didn't
read the whole thing. I just saw the headline and I saw the old lady's fucking face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that makes sense. Cause I was like, dude, these guys are fucking pro athlete men. And there's been like no swearing in this shit. Like, I would be chirping all day swearing like crazy, coaches and fucking players. And I was wondering why there was very, very little swearing and it's all been edited.
That's so funny. I didn't even notice that until you said it.
Yeah. So when for the Lions and for previous Hard Knocks, you've watched almost all of them, if not all of them. When they swore in those, did they bleep it out or was it unedited?
No. They left that shit in.
And it was not bleeped.
No, even in the Giants one, like, Dable swore up a storm. Like, dude, fucking Rex Ryan was the head coach of the Jets on Hard Knocks.
Well, I wasn't sure because I know it's on HBO and there's not like there's some fucking, you know, there's no edit, you know, whatever. Censorship.
Anything goes.
Max. But I was curious because, it kind of takes away from the intensity, I feel like, because you know that there's some swearing or whatever that should be going on, or there's guys that, you know, probably would want to, but they know the cameras are on. So it's kind of like, it almost makes it too theatrical and not as raw, but I'm not saying like it's all fucking staged, but it does seem like sometimes it's like, eh.
Yeah. You know? And who knows, maybe we're missing out on a couple moments because there were some guys that were swearing in like a sick moment, but they just can't use it.
And that's kind of there was a couple like in the, I think it was the second episode where I think it might've been Jalen Johnson when we were talking about him. He like locked someone up and he like was swearing on the field, or I think it was like during the actual game, the one against the Bills where he locked someone up or whatever, or the Bengals, whoever they fucking played. And they bleeped it out though, like they didn't say it. So I was like, oh, that's fucking.
Oh,
lame.
Did they?
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
It was
that.
Like, I think he said like shit or something like twice, and that was it. I was like, yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So,
boys look good though.
Boys,
Caleb
look
and
good.
Rome look like they've been playing together for fucking 3 years already.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, man. Because I don't know what, I don't know. Like, Keenan Allen is always open, dude. So, like, he's always open. I'm curious how, like, if they're going to, like, force the ball. Like, Caleb's timing is still my biggest issue. He holds on to the ball too long. And obviously that's going to happen, and I think he knows it. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you got guys who are really good route runners. You can't go into improv mode this often. So, it's like, dude, when DJ Moore's open and when Keenan Allen's open, like, you have to be on time, get them the ball. And that still makes me very nervous because he's sick. He's got a good arm. He's pretty accurate and he can move a little bit. But mentally, the timing's got to be there and just trust the play calling.
Trust your guy. Trust your guy.
Exactly.
It's like you got DJ Moore, Roma Dunes, and Keenan Allen. Like, just...
And that's the thing. In the league, dude, 1 yard of separation is separation. You know what I mean? Like, that was Justin Fields' biggest problem is that, like, if dudes weren't wide open, he wouldn't throw the ball. And it seems like Caleb is throwing it. His timing is just a little off where it's like, hey, dude, that separation closes way faster. You know, like we got to.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I've seen in the preseason games. It's like he's got some drives where it's like, holy shit, like everything's clicking for them right now. And then the other drives are like, all right, like this is where the growth comes in. And, you know, you see it. You're like, oh, shit. Yep. He's still a rookie. Hasn't 100%. Played in the league yet. Like,
yeah.
And you'll see it.
Yeah. And I love his confidence. I love the way he's handling everything. I really do. I'm enjoying it. I think this is exactly what everyone wanted, what the draft, that's what he's supposed to be.
Yep.
I'm excited, but how about that post that fucking whoever the fuck put the Woodward Sports thing saying that Green Bay is the top offense in the league? What are we talking about?
Dude, I wanted to bring this up, and I'm glad that you did that.
Yeah, I just opened my Instagram, and it was up still, and I'm like, what the I forgot about this stupid shit.
Yeah, so this is a offensive ranking list that was done by The Ringer, which is like that. I'm pretty sure they kind of started with boxing, or their main thing is boxing.
And they're like, they're certified, verified. They're not just some page.
No, they have 230,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah, so that, I just wanted to clarify that before we're talking. It's not the fucking Onion, you know what I mean? It's real sports fucking journalism. Go ahead.
Exactly. But so their top offense rankings in the NFL, this isn't even just NFC, they have Green Bay Packers at number one, Texans at two, Niners at three, Lions at four, Dolphins at five, Bengals at six, Chiefs at seven, Eagles at eight, Bills at nine, Ravens at 10. I just like, I get the Texans. I get putting them up there. I don't agree that they're two, but I get putting the Texans up there because of how well Stroud did all season last year, because they have literally Steph Diggs, Nico Collins took a huge step forward, and then Tank Dell's coming back. If he's fine from injury, like that's a disgusting team with Joe Mixon running the rock. I get it. That's a good offense. But the Packers, like, have they proven anything really outside of eight games last year? And these receivers too, like, I don't know if I'm missing something, but I get that they're all young and supposed to be good, but have any of these guys gone for over 1,000 yards yet? Like, who?
Dude,
like, these aren't guys yet.
I don't know if any of them gone over like 800 yards, let alone 1,000 yards.
That's what I mean. Like, what are we talking about?
Literally every week last year a new Packer had the most yards in the game, and it was like, oh, he had five grabs for 75 yards and a touchdown. It wasn't like dudes were going nuts. Like, they had that. No. They had Wicks, Dobbs, fucking Watson, who was hurt. It's like,
Jaden Reed tore it up at the end of the year. They kind of like sporadically. Well.
No tight end. Musgrave is dog shit. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't get it. And adding Josh Jacobs, like, does that put you at the top?
They
that
had
seems
Aaron
like
Jones, who is
it's a lateral move.
Very exactly. Yeah, it's or tiny negative. Bit up. Yeah, it's barely anything. Mm-hmm. You know the other Green. So, and I don't know if this is a Green Bay run company or if this is like guys who just were biased, who are just acting up, or if Green Bay somehow has the best O line in the fucking world that we're not knowing about. Like, that could be a thing, which it's not.
Exactly.
But you know what the other weird fucking red flag is on this fucking list? Is the fucking Bengals, dude. How are the Bengals number six?
I agree.
They have a bad O line. They have their number two receiver just got tagged. Okay. They lost Tyler Boyd, who is a fucking staple as a three guy. They lost their running back. Like, they have Burrow and Chase, and that's better than the Eagles. Like, the Eagles, if you go looking down the road in the name department,
Eagles could be number one.
Yeah, and I mean, and I'm not trying to throw the bear. I'm not trying to throw the Bears up there, but like, if we're talking personnel other than Caleb, you know, that personnel is good enough to compete with anybody. And if you consider Caleb a top 15 guy, like. I'd take them over Cincinnati. I'd take that fucking offense over Green Bay, to be honest with you.
Well, people are going to think it's blasphemy, but yeah, I would almost like, you know, and I'm not looking at every team right now, but if I subbed in the Chicago offense for the Bills offense, like at this point, I get that it's I get it's Josh Allen, but that's it over there.
Yeah, I didn't even forgot that fucking Diggs isn't even on a team. Yeah, like they don't have anybody either. Like, I don't get it. Like, are they just going the top 10 fucking quarterbacks in the league other than maybe Detroit and San Fran? Like, I don't get it.
It's weird. And then the rate being so low, like, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah, exactly. That,
this is all over the place.
Yeah, they're a better version of the Green Bay. They got a bunch of receivers who are kind of eh. They got a better tight end, probably a better running game. And
they got Derrick Henry.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what are we doing here? I would go – I don't know who I'd put at number one. I'd probably put San Fran at number one just because they're a well-oiled machine and all.
With Ayuk.
With Ayuk, yeah, for now, which he's still on the team.
Yep. I would agree with that.
I think the Lions are up in that top three range, I'd say. I don't know.
I honestly, tell me what you think if we went San Fran 1.
Okay.
I feel like the top tier is some sort of a mix of San Fran. That Dolphins offense is nasty. The Chiefs offense, the Eagles, and the Lions. Like that for a top five somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
like maybe San Fran and then Eagles or Lions. Maybe?
I don't mind Houston being up there, though, in terms of personnel. I don't mind them being up there. Did you say Houston? Because you said
no.
You said San Fran, Detroit, KC, Philly, and then I would throw Houston up there. That would be like my top five.
But then Miami's in there, too.
Yeah,
and I guess I would put Houston higher than Miami.
I would, too. I'd probably put Miami like six. But and that's the thing. I don't know what they're going off of, dude, because it doesn't make sense. It's not like, oh, who has the best passing offense? Who has the best rush? Like, this is just best overall, and I don't know how they're breaking this down because having Green Bay at the top is just insane. And I the fucked up part, though, dude, is that I've seen, like, NFC North rankings of shit, and people are putting – this isn't the only thing that I've seen. That's why it's annoying as fuck, because I've seen other things that say, like, oh, NFC North offensive rankings, and it's like Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, and I'm like, how? I don't get it. Like, how? For one, how is Detroit not number one in all NFC North rankings offensively? There's no reason that they're not, based on losing fucking Josh Reynolds. Like, what are we talking about? Like, that's the only thing that's not there? Like, what are we talking about?
And three games into the season, you might be able to argue the fucking Bears as number two.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, I would say even before, I'd say right the fuck now, but that's just me being biased, obviously. But like, in terms of personnel, I think that the Bears have better receivers, a better overall running back room, I think.
Yeah.
A way better tight end, a quarterback that's arguably close. And then the O-line are probably pretty even. Our O-line's
probably
not
pretty
bad.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what are we talking about? I guess if you're going off quarterback, all right, I'll give Jordan Love the nod on this one. But so weird, man.
Yeah, they were trying to get a rise out of us, and it worked. Yeah,
clearly.
Because I was mad.
It just confuses me. Some of these rankings and shit, like, it's so weird where they're putting – just because they made the playoffs and shit, you're like, what is going on? Like, I don't know. Max getting into shit?
He's just down here. He, like, finds stuff and eats it. And he's like, he'll try to eat a piece of paper. Like, when I'm doing the podcast, he gets so mad.
Yeah.
Like, he takes it personally. Yeah. So he just walks around trying to choke on stuff.
Stupid fuck, dude.
Yeah. He's crazy.
I got the dog in here with me right now, too, and she will come under the desk and doesn't realize that there's cords and stuff, and I always get so nervous. I'm like, bitch, I swear to God, if you knock something over right now, I'm going to – and she was panting when we started, and I'm like, if you're panting this whole time, I'm going to kick you in the fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to swing on you.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. But
– yeah, that's a bananas list.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we could – I'm glad we could somewhat – agree on where some of these teams should fall.
Any update on your boy Panay, or is it
he's
minor?
He's good. One of the beat writers came out today and said it was a rolled ankle and that he was fine. They took him in, gave him an MRI, everything was fine, but that's not cool. I hope nothing like that happens again, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like there were clouds over the city yesterday after that happened. Like, everybody was silent all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, is your second best offensive player, literally. Like, arguably number one.
Best offensive player.
Probably the most important, maybe not the best. Like, I would say Amon-Ra is probably the best, but
he could be, like, he's a top 10 player in the NFL.
Yeah, Penny, that's fair. All right.
He's so good.
I look at too many fantasy football rankings, and Amon-Ra is, like, number 5 overall, so I'm always, it's like, I forget about other guys. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Penny, I mean, is an all-pro number one right tackle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we don't have a ton of depth on the O-line, which is scary, but we got some dogs, like Penne and Frank Ragnow will play through injury.
Yeah.
Decker is just kind of floating out there, but
as long as the core is healthy, I think that line is always going to be good.
I think so, too.
Two to three dudes that are like the dogs, you'd be all right.
And two very elite running backs that can make up for it when it's not doing so hot.
Yep.
In a passing game, if we got to rely on that.
Yeah, and a play caller that's got balls. I mean, you just a lot of things popping at the right time. So,
yep.
Is it Super Bowl or bust or what?
Yes.
Okay.
It's weird to say.
You're not happy with NFC Championship.
Nope. Okay. I'm not.
I think
this is a Super Bowl roster now, especially if some of these D tackles are who they should be, like DJ Reader, who we brought in from Cincy, but then, you know, Aleem McNeil took a huge step last year, and if he can take another step this year, if he could be like a 10-sack guy, like people are going to be in fucking trouble. If he's getting 10 sacks up the middle, then what's Hutch got on the outside? So
yeah.
I think the pass rush is going to be like, all right, this kind of makes or breaks us, because we did what we could to the secondary, and obviously that was the flaw last year, but we kind of did what we could. We addressed it, and if we can get some more pressure, I think those guys are going to benefit a ton. So I think it kind of relies on sacking the quarterback, how far we go, especially in the playoffs. But yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust. It is. And that's the way that everybody is thinking about it here. Like, listening to the radio all day, the fucking people that call in, like, it's not just get in and be satisfied anymore. We got a taste last year. We know how good this team is. Should have been in the Super Bowl last year without the learning curve. And they needed that. They needed to get kicked in the face. Like, now you know. Okay. Like, this is what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. You can't play half a football game.
Yeah. So wild. It's so wild how the NFL has, like, turned into, like, there's no more, like, hey, man, like, oh, this is a building. We're building everything. It's like, it happens so fast. It's like, you get like 4 years. You get a roster for about 4 years, and it's like, you get it done, and then you hopefully have guys take pay cuts. You have the money to pay everyone, but it's like, you have like such a small window, and it's like that. It's like, once you have the roster, it's go time. You know what I mean? Like, it used
to
be like this weird, like, turnover cyclical league that, you know, they'd win here, and then all of a sudden they'd be at the bottom in 5 years. It's like, now it's like, dude, there's so much turnover, and I love the parity in the NFL now, how many good teams there are, but it's just so weird how, like, I'm already thinking about playoffs. Like, I'm thinking about wild card, and it's been a day. You know what I mean? It's like, then next year, if we get there, it's like, okay, now we got to compete for the division with the Lions. Like, this has to be legit. Like, where it's just such a crazy how quickly it's going to happen when you get the right guys.
Well, that, like what you're saying about it being a short window, is why having a ultimate franchise quarterback can change everything.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs window, the day that they signed Patrick Mahomes, they went from like a 4 year, all right, we can get a vet in here and try to win one in these 4 years, to now they have literally 15 to 20 years to, all right, we have this guy, we can just, if we keep an okay team around this guy, we're gonna go to the playoffs and young guys can learn. So,
but dude, the thing though about that is, like, look at how many guys who were perennial that didn't win. You got like Matt Ryan, fucking Phillip Rivers. I mean, Breeze won once, but like, you got guys who were in the league for 20 years, the same team, always won, always had winning records. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers, dude, won championship only. It's like, even though you do have that, you still don't always win. And a lot of times you don't. It's just, it's wild how, like, it's just been a two-man race for the last fucking 10 years between Brady and Mahomes. It's wild.
And look at the, I mean, look at what Josh Allen's kind of going through.
Yeah, yeah, Allen's a new guy. And then you got teams like San Fran who, like, gets there all the time but doesn't win because they don't have that quarterback. It's like they have everything else around it. It's so
weird. The organization is so good that it can get them there despite that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
All right. Should I try this big cup?
Yeah, try it. And I want you to what are you going to give it a review?
I feel like, I just got to get it. Right. I got to give it a review.
I want you to eat the whole thing, though. No, just one. I mean, you can say one bite, but I want you to eat the whole thing, get the whole experience.
Should I?
Because those big cups are a different animal.
Why am I still holding on to this like an asshole? So, obviously, I've had variations of a Reese's cup. The bunny, the Christmas tree, the circle. But I can't say that I've ever had a Reese's cup that had anything in it. I've never done a caramel. I've never done, like they got the Reese's Pieces one now. Like, I don't think they were doing any weird shit back in the day. I think it was just a Reese's, and it depends on the day, but they're going to cut it in a different shape.
Have you ever had the white chocolate one?
Yes.
That's probably the most other one. Yeah. Or the Fast Break bar. I've had that, which is like the Reese's, but it's like their bar version.
Isn't there a pretzel in that one?
I don't think there's a pretzel in it, but there's some shit in it. It's not the same, though. It's definitely not the same.
I think there's a pretzel in it, and I think it's junk.
Well, that's a take five, and a take five is delicious.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Take five. No,
take five is top three fucking candy bar out there. Anyways, get into this thing. Show me.
We already did that. We already did that one. Okay. If you're watching on YouTube at home, Reese's potato chip big cup. It's not great presentation from the folks over at Reese's. It's a bit smooshed.
Is that how you always say smooshed?
No, I don't say
smooshed. Oh, I was going to say, dude, it's smooshed, you fuck.
All right, here we go. All
right, one bite. So, while you're chewing,
I just want
to... Not really.
Oh.
You don't got your... You know what's funny? The further away you went from the mic, the more I heard the crunch of the potato chip.
Really?
I swear to God. Like, as you pulled away, I fucking heard it.
So we don't have the ASMR mics then.
Yeah, thank God. I'd kill myself. So I will say one thing about big cups is that I'm not a fan. It's too big. I like the thinness of a normal cup. So I need you to let me know how that plays into it.
One of the first things I noticed, and you know what's funny about it, is that I feel like the bunny is almost the same thickness.
Yeah.
But the bunny plays better for whatever reason. I don't know why, but this feels like too much peanut butter almost.
The bunnies definitely are thick because they're like they have like that little bulbous like the bot like that's rounded off instead of dipped in. So you're definitely right; they are a little thicker. What's your take on it, bud?
Honestly, I can't really taste the potato chip. Like, I get the crunch of it.
There's no salt effect. There's nothing like that.
There's definitely salt. It's like a saltier Reese's cup with crunch, but faint potato chip, which I guess is what you want.
Yeah, but my thing is that like for something like that, it needs to be so outlandish that it's like, especially if you can only buy it at, like, grocery stores and shit. Like, if it's not at a gas station, I'm never going out of my way for that if it's not distinct. Like, if it's not that much different or it's not that much better or worse. Like, I don't know. Seems like something that they could have, like, went over the top with and people would go crazy for.
Essentially, like, if you're going to do it, then fucking do it all the way.
I think so.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not tasting it, so maybe your taste buds suck, and I don't know.
No, here's my honest view. I wouldn't buy another one, but if one was given to me, I would take it.
Okay. If it was in your Halloween bag, you'd eat it?
If it was in my Halloween bag, I'd eat it. I'm not giving this one to my dad or anything like that.
Okay.
So, it was good on like a scale of like 1 to 10. My 10 is a bunny. I'd probably give it a 4.
Oh, you're low. Okay.
It wasn't like, it's not bad. It's just not.
So where do Reese's rank on your all time?
All time?
Just normal Reese's. Where does it land? Top 2, 3, 4, 5?
I mean, you know, just kind of thinking about it, I got, if we're just, are we just doing chocolate?
Chocolate, yeah, of course.
I got Twix, Snickers. So I'd probably put it somewhere in the 5 to 6 range if I had to guess.
Shit. Okay.
Because there's more that I know that, like, even the Hershey's Cookies and Cream bar, I have that above it.
Okay. Damn. So you got it. So then that would go even further down the list.
Oh, yeah. This one's, I mean.
Okay.
You know, if I'm choosing between this or a Kit Kat, I don't know what this does for the people at home. I'd probably choose a Kit Kat.
I think Kit Kats are elite, so that doesn't say much for me, but yeah.
I really respect Kit Kat's game.
Yeah.
So, like, it's an easy choice for me. But I think
break them off.
Yeah, I break them off. No, I'm not a psycho.
You never know, dude. But, well.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was okay. You tried it. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it was worth a shot.
Yeah, and God forbid it was good, because that could be one of those elements that make, like, that can really enhance, can really make it good.
And this is a food podcast, so I think we should do more weird reviews like that.
Like little mukbang fucking reviews.
Yep. So Reese's Potato Chips Big Cup.
Nah.
Take it or leave it.
That's unfortunate. I was hoping there was something to it. I wonder if it was the normal size Reese's, but the same amount of potato chip, if it would do anything for you.
You know what Reese's does do right? Reese's
cereal?
Puffs.
Yeah.
we're all aboard that train. Come on.
Yes, sir.
I'm not even a cereal guy, and I know that, because I'll eat that shit dry right out of the bag.
Dude, I fucking love Reese's. I love cereal, honestly. If it was more convenient to eat cereal, I would eat cereal daily. But it's just so inconvenient. If you're not sitting at the dinner table, like, it's just, you have to be at the table. Otherwise, I fucking... disaster.
You can't be the on-the-go Dennis cereal bowl in the car.
Yeah. Dude, one time, bro. So, one time I was eating cereal. It was like 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, I'm not sitting at this table. So, I brought it into my bed with me. And my bed is like, it's like stable enough where, like, if you put a glass of water on it, as long as you don't move around it, the glass is going to stay fucking still.
Yeah.
And so I fucking go into my bed. I fucking put the goddamn bowl of cereal down for 2 seconds. I, like, lean over to grab my fucking remote. And as, like, my fat ass, as I lean back over, I, like, must have put enough pressure in the wrong spot, spilled the whole fucking bowl of cereal in my goddamn bed. Oh, yeah, dude.
Did this happen, like, since we've been recording the podcast?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably a little bit before.
Like, was that your dad's house?
It was at my dad's house, yeah.
Huh. Because I thought that maybe that had happened and we talked about it on the podcast.
We may have talked about it a while ago. I think it happened probably within a year of us starting. So, you know, it's not like it's...
fresh.
Probably, yeah, it was fresh enough.
What cereal was it that you were rolling around in?
I think it was just Frosted Flakes. But I can't remember, because we always have Frosted Flakes in the house.
Those are sticky.
It may have been Frosted Flakes or like a Honey Bunches of Oats, something along those lines. I think it was a flake, though, like a corn flake.
At least a flake doesn't hurt you. You're rolling over oats.
Dude,
those bunches are sharp.
Dude, there was no rolling over. It was instant, like, it was go mode. Like, I was like, I have an expensive bed. Like, this needs to be absolutely murder cleaned right now, or else I have to throw this thing out, dude.
Yeah, you popped up like you got electrocuted.
Yeah, I went into fucking janitor mode fast. I was like, dude, I've been here before. I can do it again. I fucking... it was bad.
You're screaming at your dad. Towels, Dad, towels.
No, it was midnight. Nobody was awake.
What are you doing? Wake up.
I had to go stealth mode on the fucking on the cleanup. Yeah,
he had to put the silencer on the vacuum.
Yeah, dude, oh,
all right. Funny. Did you get that shit list that I sent you?
I did.
Let's go over this. So I found this list on Twitter. We'll do the shit list, and then we'll get up on out of here. Jack let us know he was not able to join today, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Yeah, he's, and I quote, all over the place right now. RN. All over the place, RN, is what he sent to us. Who knows what that means? Yeah, he could just be like, making tacos or something, and he's like stressed.
He's probably a couple of these on this list right now.
Probably. So... this list is just a list of shits, and we'll go through them, and then I think that we should formulate a top five.
Okay.
Sound fair?
I want to go out on a limb before and say that this is why, even though the English language might not be that, intricate.
Complicated?
This is why it's so difficult for people to learn the English language, because of this example right here.
This is the perfect example. You're right. All right. So let me run through the shits for you at home, and then we will formulate a top five. The shits. Dog shit. Bullshit. Horse shit. Ape shit. Bat shit. Chicken shit. Rat shit. So that's the animal division of shits. Then we got no shit, holy shit, hot shit, dip shit, tough shit, jack shit, or simply the shit. Okay. So there's a few that I automatically gravitate towards, and there's a couple that I automatically don't like. Is there any, like, do you have any that you don't like right away?
So there's one that I really don't like, because I think no shit saying obviously is not necessarily right. Because I will say no shit as a question. I'm like, no shit? Like, really? And
yeah.
Not like,
well, I don't think we need to take their definition as.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think however you use it.
Okay, fair enough. Because I was thinking in my head, I'm like, that's not really how I say no shit. I'm like, no shit for Coach Snyder? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, so if you like using no shit that way, then we can rank no shit and get rid of the other stuff.
So honestly, the one that gets me the most is dog shit. I think that's the one I use mostly in my fucking English language. I mean,
yep. I like dog shit a lot. And I actually do like no shit.
I like no shit also. I just didn't like their definition. And that's why I kind of like snapped on it. Cause it's like, I do say no shit, but I don't say it like that all the time.
And I do like that definition. So we'll use both definitions.
Yeah. There's an alternative to it. I agree with you. Cause I'm not disregarding this definition. I'm just saying that there's two elements to it. It's almost like obviously and really, which it's like are the complete opposite of it. You know what I mean? You can use it in literally the complete opposite ways, which versatile.
So right off the bat, so we got dog shit and no shit.
Yeah,
dog those shit, are going to no be in shit. The top five.
I think ape shit personally is one of my favorites too.
I'm glad you said that. That was going to be my next pick. Yeah. I love ape shit.
Ape shit is great.
Ape shit's funny. Not one you hear often. Not often enough.
I think I say ape shit more than a lot of these, a lot of the animals. Yeah. Other than, I think I would say I go dog shit, ape shit, and then probably bat shit. Oh, bullshit is pretty fucking standard. I didn't even realize that. I don't know.
I mean, okay. So we got dog shit, no shit, and ape shit. I love ape shit. This guy's ape shit is like a, just a funny underutilized thing.
Yeah.
Can I throw out another one that I really like?
Of course.
Just a classic holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at myself. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's and I think that's the best way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, What happened? I have no idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a good holy shit moment is a fun moment normally.
Absolutely. You know which one I don't like? Rat shit? Not a fan of. I don't think I've ever said rat shit in my entire life.
Rat shit might be like an East Coast thing. We might be missing out on that.
That
like,
probably is.
I've never heard anybody say rat shit. I don't like tough shit either.
Are you sure it's not because of the way it's spelled on there? Because let me tell you what. The way it's spelled is T-U-F-F, which is just absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Which kind of throws me off.
We use that in the chat sometimes, though. I feel like just the tough T-U-F-F. When something's like funny story, tough, though. I always go tough T-U-F-F.
When I text the word boy, literally for the last like 4 years, it's B-O-I. People probably think I'm fucking challenged, dude. And I say it with fucking, I'm fucking to the point with it.
Yep.
But I'm always
it
like,
could be a business email.
Dude, seriously, like, I gotta be careful. Yeah. So, like, tough is definitely a word. T-U-F-F is definitely a word. But not with tough shit. I don't like it like that. I think it should be like that.
Where are you on the bottom two?
Jack shit.
Yep.
And the shit. I like the shit. I think that's a classic one. Just, hey, that's the shit, dude. Like, you're the shit. That's the shit. This podcast is the shit.
That's a fact. Well, we only got one spot left here. So
in
we're
top five?
I feel like so I feel like we're down to bullshit, the shit, or I like bat shit too with you.
I don't mind bat shit.
But out of those three, so right now the list that we have, while you think about that, we have dog shit, no shit, ape shit, and holy shit as our four right now.
I would probably say, to round it off, low key, I don't know. I'd probably go dipshit, honestly.
Oh, I forgot about dipshit.
I like dipshit, dude. It's the only one that's really like, there's not too many like slur, like angry, like, hey, you're a dipshit, you know, like you're a
dipshit
shit,
is dipshit definitely plays well.
Yeah, it's all right. Dude, calling someone a dipshit is hilarious also.
It's funny.
I feel like I need to put that into the roto a little more.
Yeah, calling somebody a dipshit's funny.
And I always just think of Happy Gilmore. Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's why it's funny. I think I associate it with that too. Yeah. All right. So how are we gonna rank the top five? We got dog shit, no shit.
One.
You think dog shit's one?
Dog shit to me is one of one, personally.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that. Then we got no shit, ape shit, holy shit, and dip shit. I might go holy shit, too.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was probably going to say holy shit's got to be two because it's just holy fuck.
So we got no shit, ape shit, and dip shit.
I'd probably go no shit, ape shit, dip shit. In terms of usage, at least.
Yeah, that's fine. I could go either way with no shit and ape shit, but I agree. I think dip shit falls at five, and then interchange three and four. It doesn't matter.
I agree. And like I said, that was just on usage, not on like quality of the word or the saying. I definitely like them both in the same like regard. I just think I use no shit more than I use ape shit.
Yeah,
because ape shit's so specific. That dude went ape shit on them, or they went ape shit on them. There's no shit you can say it in 100 different ways, really, and it works. ape shit. It's like something either great or bad happened fast.
Well, and that's the thing. I have so many other words that I might say in front of ape shit. Like I might say like this shit, this is bananas.
Yeah. Or they went crazy or
is nuts. And then, but if ape shit makes it in, something wild's happening.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a, words are wild.
We got one dog shit, two holy shit, three no shit, four ape shit, and five dipshit.
Love it.
And if I think, you ever like, damn, why do I listen to this podcast? It's moments like this.
I think honestly, in high school, I think hot shit would have made my top five.
Were you saying hot shit?
I think hot shit, I don't know if I was saying it, but I do think that was more like a 2000 and late saying. Like that was like, oh, that's the hot 100. That shit hot. Like maybe I'd say that shit's hot rather than hot shit. But like, yeah. Oh, you're the hot shit.
Maybe we'll do phrases of shit for our next list.
Dude, no, what we need to do next is fuck. Because fuck has, there's probably just as many fucks. We can do a fuck easily with these two.
You're right. We could easily do a fuck.
We can do fuck probably. If we really wanted to get into a straight up cursing fucking thing, we go fuck next and then we can come back to shit.
All right. We'll play around with it. We'll see if Jack can find us a couple more lists.
Yeah.
But we are wrapped. Episode 126. We will see everybody next week for the Labor Day episode, and holy fuck, after that, it's officially football season. You want to hear the most nerd thing you've ever heard of in your life?
I'd love that.
I fell asleep last night watching a 3-hour highlight tape of like some of the best first down plays in college football last year.
Oh my God.
Fell asleep to it. I was like, man, I'm so excited. I just want to see some ball happening, you know? So I turned that on.
Was it like first down like of the game or like just first down drive? Were they all touchdowns at least?
Yeah. No. Oh, okay. They weren't all touchdowns. No, they were not all touchdowns. No.
Okay. Were they like start of drive first downs or was it like just literally it said first and 10 on a fucking on the scoreboard?
No, it was like everywhere. I'll try to find the video for you.
I'm not going to watch it. You're good. I
was literally like, damn, this is kind of weird. So I turned that on.
Yeah, dude, that's a weird brain guy making that video. This dude's like, first downs only, dude.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, cool. Let's get after it.
All right, gents. Episode 126 is a wrap. We will see you next week, episode 127. Peace.